Some people think about it. Others talk about it. But very few become aware that it's right in front of them. It's time to wake up. Hi, it's Scott Smith. If you're ready to live the life of your dreams, I've got a proven pathway I've used for decades based on the four pillars of lifelong happiness: passion, purpose, meaning, and legacy. Join me next week for a special presentation. Go to faceyourpassion.com to register. Faceyourpassion.com.
Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. What we do with this hour, and that one, and that one, and that one too, is what we are doing, and will become the legacy we eventually leave. Annie Dillard said that a long time ago, obviously after listening to me for like two decades. Okay, I'm just kidding. I sure wish she had done that. Maybe she does, but man, I love that. I love to live that way, and I try to do it every single day. And today, I'm going to try to get you to do it every single day, okay? Some behavior hacks, because 10,000 years from now, after you have uploaded your consciousness to the cloud, well, I want you to look back and say, man, that was a good day, and I didn't do anything stupid. Raise your hand if you've had lots of stupid days. We all have. Well, I might have. Well, hang on. I already did. Okay. I did stupid today. Stupid is, stupid does, right? All right, it is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. My name is Scott Smith. Happy to have you here today. Yeah, that big Fish Your Passion event coming. Check it out. I'm so excited about it. You can tell. You can hear it in my voice. And I do have to say thank you and make a confession before I start. First off, thank you to a couple of cool people, more than you know, but you know who you are, who have just poured so much cool energy into me this week. I didn't ask for it. Just out of nowhere, just really inspiring, cool people pumping me up. I feel like the Energizer Bunny. I think they have a battery charging cable still strapped to my butt right now. It's crazy stuff. Okay, that's all the way. Thank you, though. Secondly, a confession to make. So I told you last week that my right hip has to be replaced because I've been stupid with it. Over the years, I've had way too much fun. I can't talk about almost anything I've done because it was too much fun. I just can't do it on a podcast. But I decided to call my mom and be a good son. My mom is 92. She lives in Edinburgh, Virginia. You may know her. Her name is Elizabeth. There's probably only one up there. I called her. I said, "Hey, Mom, guess what? I've grown up to be just like you. Remember you had that hip replacement?" "Oh, yeah, I remember." "Well, I'm having one, too." "Yar, what caused that?" "Well, evidently I was stupid and did a lot of stupid things when I was younger, and my hip is not." "Yeah, you probably did." "Mom, I got one question for you. Why did you let me be so stupid? I mean, what kind of mama is that if you let me be so stupid?" He says, "Well, I guess you're so stupid you didn't listen." So this game is not over. She won round one. But this is going to happen again, because this is in the Smith household, what we call life extension therapy. You can use it on a cat. You can use it on a dog. You can't use it on a wife. You can't use it on a husband. And that means you rile them up just enough to get them excited, but not enough to kill them. That's it. I'm just saying it. It's how it is. So that's my job. I'm riling up my 92-year-old mom to keep her around for a few more years. Okay, let's get to it today. I love what I do, and you happen to find a day that I'm loving it more than usual. So hang on with the ride. The rules are just going out the window. But before I start, I have to ask you a question. It's a little homework assignment I pass out. It's a test. It's a real simple test. It's like somebody calls you and say, "Hey, can I borrow some money?" He said, "You know, I can help you out, but do me a favor. Can you swing by and say hi to my mom for me and then come on over?" When they come on over, I said, "How's my mom?" "Well, I was a little busy, but I'm going to go tomorrow. I thought I'd borrow the money today." "Well, come on back tomorrow, because after you go see my mom, we can talk about it. The more you do that, it would keep putting off, the less likely to get what you want." So if you come to me and I've asked you, have you done your homework? Have you answered that one question? How's my life going? Is it going good, bad, or in the middle? And then you let your subconscious start to fix it. If you won't do that, should I listen to you? More importantly, if you won't do that, should you listen to you? If you won't sit down and dig deep and go deep and be deep, you're going to dig yourself a hole. write that down. It was pretty good. How's my life going? All right, if you're still with me, and you should be, because we haven't even started the show yet. Look at all the stuff you've learned already. Crazy. Let's hack you a little bit, okay? Because someday you are going to be in the cloud. You're going to upload your brain, and you're going to be looking back on life going, what the hell did I do with my life? It's going to happen. And if you haven't seen the show Upload on Prime, season 1, season 3, awesome. Season 2, skip it. Your mind is the most potent supercomputer ever created. Probably even more potent than mine. I'm just going to admit it, because all I know is almost everybody's smarter than I am, except those that aren't, and there's a lot of them. There are a few ways to hack your brain and transform your life. I know those are big words. Well, hack is small, transform is pretty big. Well, we don't do bigger ones because we try to keep it under 50-cent words around here to keep the budget down. Number one, I want you to practice the art of being good enough. Perfectionism is doing nothing to move you forward. Can I break this down a little bit? Okay. Good enough means set a good standard, whatever your standard is. Because, listen, people just expect of you what they expect of you, right? So whatever they expect of you, deliver on that. Deliver good enough. Perfectionism is just stopping you from what you're doing. But I think, actually, I've seen a lot of people who think they're perfectionists, and they're really not. They're the other P word. They're procrastinators. Good enough. Move on. Number two. Use your one mind to do one thing. Now, I know I am not the only person ever to talk about one thing. I did not write the book. In fact, many, many, many people. It's amazing how many people have talked about one thing. It must mean something, right? Multitasking is splitting your focus and energy. It's also delaying your success. I can iron a shirt on an ironing board, watch TV, talk to my cat, have a drink of wine, and if I'm lucky, say I love you to my wife, although she won't believe me because I've got the iron in my hand. Can I do any of them well? Not really. When I want to do any of them well, I have to stop what I'm doing. It's like driving your car down the road, and you get the radio blasting, and suddenly you come upon a construction site, or things get busy really fast. You're like, whoa, turn the radio down so you can focus. Point made. Number three, let go of control. Some things are up to someone else. Figure out what they are and move on. Not everything's up to you. Yeah, it's about you pretty much, right? So your life is about your life, no matter how you think about it, it is. But you can't control nearly anything out there. You can hardly control yourself. Why do I say that? Because I'm the same way. None of us can control ourselves. So let it go. Give it up. Something's up to somebody else. Take care of what you can take care of. You'll be fine. Number four, say no to anything that does not directly support your goals. Do what you know will get you what you want. Don't do something in the hopes of getting what you want. Now, let me break this down a little bit. Unpack it for you. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. That does not mean be so focused on what you want to get that you're an ass. Doesn't mean that. We've all met those people, right? Busy, I got my goals, leave me alone, I'm focused. You'll get there, you have no friends left, okay? It doesn't mean that. Live your life. What it means is don't take on things that are self-inflicted that are getting in the way of your goals. Does that make sense to you? If you're doing other busy activities every single day that are getting in the way and stopping you, and you're wise and brave enough to admit it, you'll recognize it. Look at everything you do through the filter of, will this help me get what I want? And then be cool about it. And the bigger thing to unpack here is don't do something in hopes of getting what you want. A good example I've had many years over the years, people call me and say, man, I got this opportunity for this job. I think if I take it, maybe it'll give me the experience to get the next one. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Lots of times it's a lateral move. Bottom line is, once you commit to something, you're committed for a long time. If you're an old school person that's got some integrity, you are. I'm not going any more into that these days. Don't do anything in the hopes of getting what you want. Do things that get you what you want. Number five. As I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, hang out with supportive and positive and nurturing people. Let toxic people create their own group. They're really good at that. They are. I've been just making it my point to hang out with nothing but positive people everywhere I go. And I usually have a pretty good group anyway. I don't really have negative people. I had one negative person about a month and a half ago. I didn't tell you about this person. Freaked me out. He was a nice person. Then he flipped on me. Ever happened to you? Sometimes you're just really good conversations. You've been out a little bit. You talked a little bit. Things are great. And then one day, something happened. And then it didn't go back. Out of here. Hang out with positive, supportive, nurturing people. And Scott, they're my friends. They're my associates. They're my colleagues. Listen, there are 8 billion people on the planet. You'll be fine. Hang on, this is a really tough love. I don't know if I'm getting away with this or not. Somebody's tuning in right now. Scott, I wanted to be motivated, upbeat, but that thing really made sense to me because it didn't sound good and it feels bad. God, these people, they're just in my way. I need to move. I know. Just take the truth and walk with it. Number six, be willing to be, not liked. Be willing to be not liked. If you avoid making folks unhappy, you're just not moving forward enough. The very minute you push in your own direction, you're going to make somebody unhappy. I've got a rule around here. I'm going to make at least half the people not like me. The other half are going to love me. And there's a few in the middle still trying to make up their mind. It's kind of independent in the voting system, right? But for the most part, half hate me, half love me. And that's okay, because I find the ones who hate me pretty damn cute. And the ones that love me, even cuter. Number seven. Focus on the story of you. Minimize social media and television. I didn't say get rid of it. Just focus on you. But when you do minimize it, you're going to minimize the influence that others have on you. And you're going to notice how these simple little ways of thinking, such common way, sense way of thinking, can dramatically change your life if you'll give it the chance to do so. The truth is, you're put here on this planet to do something. And I just got to believe it's got to be something good. Even if that's just raising your family, which is like the most important thing, you're just making yourself happy. I just got to believe it's got to be good. I also got to believe that everything that you run into every single day is just to kind of test you along the way. It's up to you. You can learn the lessons. Or you can let the lessons continue to try to teach you something. I know what my choice is. Go to faceyourpassion.com. Sign up. I'll send you an email, and I'll invite you to my special, really big shing-ding. You're going to love it. FaceYourPassion.com. It's cool. You're going to love the show. See you at Facebook, too. Daily Boost Podcast/Facebook. And here tomorrow. Bye. Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?